KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live. Stream at KINYradio.com and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the gymnasium at Juno Douglas High School Gym. Mike Clasby, as we move in now to more gold medal basketball action. This again, loser out competition, as it will be Haynes going against Angoon. Kwakwan just got knocked out by a final score of 75-65 in C competition. This is B competition, and it'll be Swinton for Haynes at jump circle, tips it away, and there the ball game's underway as he tips it to Hart. But Hart loses it right away, and J.J. Nixon picks it up for Angoon. So Angoon going right to left here in their black jerseys as we got Haynes will be defending on that end of the gym. And they come down and turn around, jumper up, and that's the first shot of the ball game as that was Dominic Brinson who's in. So we've got Haynes with the ball. It'll be Kyle Fossman, right side, tries the first three up. That's good. And Kyle Fossman breaks the scoring column wide open for Haynes now with a long three. 3-0. As we go down the other direction, Clayton Edwin handling the ball now. Clayton gives off to Dominic Brinson. Brinson tries to work it underneath on the give and go. So we've got Aquino Brinson, Clayton Edwin, Dominic Brinson, and number 45 in is Kendrick Payton starting as well for Angoon. Angoon puts one up for two, and that's Kendrick, and so it's a 3-2 ball game. Now we go the other direction for Haynes. Haynes has shot underneath, and I don't see, I think Swinton got that one for three, so we've now got Haynes with a 6-2 four-point lead. Back we go the other direction, J.J. Nixon on the left-hand dribble. Nixon works it down, tries to get inside as he goes to Payton. Payton can't shoot. They'll bring it back out. Long three, rattles the cage, drops through, and 3 points belong now to Dominic Brinson. 6-5, a one-point lead. Haynes with the lead. They're going to kind of be pressed a little bit as number five down there is Keno Brinson to put on the pressure, but they bring it across. It'll be Franks at the top of the key. Now down in the left-hand corner, fadeaway jumper. That went up by Haynes, misses from the far corner and go the other direction. And Angoon misses the shot. Haynes gets the rebound. They'll bring it down. Fossman, who has a three, passes it over on the baseline. Ooh, and a nice put up by Swinton. Tyler, does he get the two? No, they're going to say either he traveled or he stepped on the line. I'm not sure which. Score didn't count. 6-5 still. Outlet pass goes into Haynes on the right-hand high post. It'll be Franks with the ball. Passes over on the left side, back to Franks, drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Cleared off by Clayton Edwin. Kirby Fogarty, wearing number 44 for Haynes. And 2 points now on the other end of the gym. Makes it a 7-6, one-point lead by Angoon as we have our first lead change of the ball game. Now with the ball for Haynes. Swinton's going to try a long three and nothing but net. Tyler Swinton's got a pair of them. And it's now 9-7 as there's three threes on the Haynes scoring column. And a nice reverse layup coming down from the right side to left. The 2 points go to Brinson. We've got him for five. And we're all tied up at nine. Our first tie of the ball game, aside from, of course, starting the game at zero. Back we go now as Fossman will have it on the left side for Haynes. Thinks about a long three, takes his time, puts it up. He's tried three now. He made his first one, and that was good, but this one misses. Rebound cleared off as J.J. Nixon will come down, J.J. Jack Nixon. Nice, great ball handler for Angoon. Brings it around, baseline. And a break in the action, and it'll be Haynes ball in. Backcourt near side, it'll be Fossman. Fossman to inbound it to Franks. Guy comes across the dribble, now goes to Fossman on the right side, underneath to Swinton on the right-hand baseline, turns around, fadeaway jumper from eight, rims around, won't go, rebound cleared off by Clayton Edwin. Edwin for Angoon, comes down on the left side now, tied at nine, long shot, 3 points, got partially blocked, getting a hand on it was Kirby Poverty. So it'll be Haynes ball, Fossman takes the handoff from Franks, brings it across the timeline, Poverty left side, underneath Swinton. He's got time. No, he won't shoot it back out. Inside to Swinton again from Fossman on the left side. Coming in to grab it and push it back for Haynes is number 33, Brulette. Brulette back out to Swinton. Long three from the left side. Won't go. Rebound cleared off by Angu. And this is going to be a fast-paced game all the way down. Nixon will come down. Won't shoot the three-point attempt. Gives off on the far side to Payton. Payton back to Nixon. Nixon right-hand side, right outside the three-point circle. Won't shoot. Now coming out from underneath is going to be Brinson. Gets the outlet pass as J.J. Nixon comes over on the left. Now they work it down to Payton to try and go inside. That was intended for Brinson, who loses it away. It came off of Brinson. It'll be Haynes ball in backcourt. We're down to 5 minutes here in the first quarter play. Coming the other way as Haynes moves left to right here at the George Houston Gym. And at midcourt, almost stolen away, but getting a handle on it, hanging on to the ball is Franks. He'll come out to Swinton, who comes out to the right-hand high post from underneath. And he goes over and he gives it back off to Brulette. Brulette, now back left side. Coming out is Poverty. Poverty on the far side. Brulette on the right side. Now back to Franks, who comes to the right side as they circle around. Pass in the corner. Swinton, right side, up, short. And it'll come off the rim, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Angoon. It'll be J.J. Nixon to receive the inbound pass from Dominic Britton. And we might have a timeout on the floor, and yes, we do. It's going to be a 30. We'll take a break in the action for 30 seconds with 4 minutes to go first quarter. It's all tied up at nine.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial. Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
And back with Angoon with the ball. We're all tied at nine. A long three put up by J.J. Nixon. His shot misses from the top of the key. Ball's out of bounds. Stay tied at nine. Go down to close to the four-minute mark, the first quarter. Haynes will bring it in backcourt. A little bit of a press put on by Aquino Brinson. Haynes will bring it across the timeline and work it down in the far left corner as they give off to Kirby Poverty. Poverty passes it in. It comes right back out to him. Fadeaway jumper on the left up for 12. No good. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. Brinson brings it down. He'll shoot a three from the right side. That one won't go. Tyler Swinton down there. Pick off the rebound. Swinton comes down as Fossman comes to the right side. Gives off to Poverty. Swinton goes left. Now he works on the down on the baseline under the bucket. Franks has it top of the key. Back on the near side, Fossman coming out from underneath Poverty. He'll take the pass on the right side. His shot's up, and that one misses. Rebound cleared off, and here comes Dominic Brinson. Dominic, oh, he's going to drive the left side of the lane. He gets double-teamed, and he turns around, and a nice fake. Jumps over the top of Poverty. Shot misses, however. Nice move. We're still tied at nine. Back to Swinton. Now top of the key for Haynes. Number 33, Brulette, has the ball. Back out. Fossman puts one up. Left side, three, won't go. Now clearing it off and coming down is going to be Aquino Brinson to set up the play. He's going to go all the way down to the baseline, circle around, pass it in the right corner. You can hear the crowd. He gave it to Nixon. Nixon breaks the tie at nine and makes it a 12-9 three-point lead for Angoon. Back we go very quickly to Haynes, and all ball almost stolen away by Angoon. Oh, and we're going to have a foul as the ball was down there and trying to block the shot for Kirby Faverty is number 20. And Clayton Edwin will get the first foul, and Faverty will go to the free throw line. He puts it up in, and he gets his first bucket. And it's now a 12-10 two-point game. So we were tied at 9 for quite a while, like 2.5 minutes, and Faverty gets a pair from the line. It's now 12-11. So we'll go back the other direction with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Rangoon with the lead and with the ball down to the left side. They head towards Glacier Avenue at the George Houston Gym. Bounce pass right side, back out, top of the key. Now they'll go over and give off to Edwin. Tied up at 14. And a loose ball for Angoon down on their end comes off of Haynes. Angoon will get to bring it back in. We're down to 32 seconds here in the first quarter of this B competition. Loser out. And a whistle and a foul. And that foul's going to go against Haynes. Number 33 picks that up. Eric Blewett gets his first foul. That's the first one against Haynes. And at the line, Angoon, and shooting free throws is Dominic Britson, who's got a 3-2, and now he's got a 1. So he's got a total of 6, and it's 15-14 as he breaks the tie. That's our third lead change. He sets for his second, pushes off, up in, and that one's good. He gets a pair, and it's a 16-14, and he was shooting a 3, so he gets another chance at this one. He could put it into a 3-point lead. Down to 32 seconds on the first quarter clock. Shoots up, in, and that one rims around, and Swinton will get the rebound as Brinson goes 2-for-3. 16-14, Haynes trails by 2. Franks will bring it across timeline, comes to the near side, holds up, coming out Brulette from the left side. Now he moves around right as he gets the pass at half court. Back to Swinton, right-hand high post. He's got Payton all over him. Passes back to Franks, shot about 3, won't shoot it. Down to 5 seconds. Long three up off the glass. No good by Frank. And the shot misses. And a whistle and a foul to stop the clock at 6 seconds. 16-14, Angoon with a two-point lead over Haynes. Chance to make that even, and it doesn't work for Franks as he misses a free throw. Shoots for his second. Caicedo Franks, that one's up. That's in and good. And fortunately for him, he was shooting a three, so he gets three attempts. We got a one-point ball game. 16-15, he can tie it here, and he does. All tied up, our third tie of the ball game, and the buzzer's coming for the end of the first quarter. Is it going to be in time before a shot gets off by Angoon? Off the glass, in, and right before the buzzer. And he might be fouled on top of it. Let's see if that's what's going to be the case. 2 points up by number 30. Nice drive by Dominic Brinson. And the officials are talking it over. Nope, he won't be fouled. So that's going to end our first quarter, 18-16. Haynes trailing by two. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, back in action for the start of the second quarter, as we are in B competition here, B bracket competition and gold medal, fourth game today of eight, and it'll be Angoon to bring the ball back in. They're going to go straight away on the attack, and it'll be number five, Aquino Brinson, to put up a three-pointer from the right-hand high post. Won't go. Rebound cleared off for Haynes. They throw it down court, and it's intercepted by Angoon, but it's tipped right back to number 43, James Hart, in the game. James plays it. Oh, easy layup, and he misses the bunny. And rebound cleared off. They'll go back Angoon direction as we're early into the second quarter, and we're going to have a foul down on the far end. That'll be against number 45 as Peyton picks up the foul and turns the ball over to Haynes. They'll bring it in. Two-man press at half court. Bringing it across the timeline will be Kirby Faverty. Faverty and lob pass underneath Swinton, right-hand baseline. Swinton's going to give it to Fossman over in the corner. He's going to shoot it up for three, but Kyle's shot is short, skips off the rim back into the hands of Clayton Edwin. They come down to Angoon. They're going to work in the right corner. Nice layup as they get it underneath the far side to Brinson. And Brinson now has two in the first quarter. He's got 12 points in the game. 20-16. Angoon back with a four-point lead as Franks has the ball for Haynes. He'll pass it down in the right corner to Faverty. Faverty thinking about going out to Fossman, but he's not going to drive. Now he's going to drive the lane. Turn around, fadeaway jumper, right side, won't go. J.J. Nixon there to pick off the rebound. He'll come down. He sets up in three-point land right at the top of the key. Shot misses, and Faverty gets it right back from him. Now he's going to drive down and try and get over the top of J.J., and J.J. puts a hand on the ball, knocks Faverty flat, and the official says that is a jump ball. A nice check by J.J. Nixon, who got all the way down there as quickly as the ball was passed to Faverty. So it'll be alternate possession, gives it over to Haynes, and Fossman will bring it in. Number 25 coming in, that's Greg Benham for Angoon. Coming out is number 45, Peyton, to get a break. And it'll be Fossman inbounded under Haynes' own bucket. He'll go to Faverty left side. Faverty drives, checked by Brinson. Travel. Haynes turns it over. They're down by 4, 20-16. Outlet pass for Angoon as they bring it in. On their left-hand dribble across the timeline comes Brinson. Brinson will come to the left side, and he'll give off to the guy just in to handle the ball. That is Greg Benham, who gives off to Edwin. Ed Clayton tries a shot right side from three-point land, won't go. Now back over to Benham. Benham top of the key to Clayton Edwin. Bounce pass to J.J. Nixon, who comes around from left to the right-hand high post. He'll pass on the left side. That shot put up by Brinson. Brinson's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Fogarty. Fogarty down to left to right here as we move on the gym for Haynes. Go to Tyler Swinton. He's going to give it off to Fossman. And Kyle says, you know what? I'm going to nail a three from right over here in the corner. And he does. 20-19 now. Well, the score is not on the board yet. I'm not sure what that's all about. Back we go the other direction. Angoon shoots up one. That misses. 7 minutes and 20 to go in the second quarter. Back we go now. Swinton down in the right-hand corner. Tries to pass inside to Hart. Pass gets knocked away, and the ball's out of bounds. Okay, now the score's on the clock, so that is right, 20-19. It'll be Haynes' ball in, near side, their end of the gym. Long pass from Hart over to Fossman. Oh, and Fossman gets it down to Swinton. He gets double-teamed. Swinton loses it, and then Angoon tries a full-court pass all the way down. That was intended for Isaiah Nelson in now, but it's passed way beyond him and almost goes out in the street. If there was a door there, if there wasn't, they would have done. Back into Haynes, and they're going to work it down. Fossman, left corner, up in, and that one's good. And he's now got threes, and it's a 22-20 Haynes two-point lead. We got a timeout on the floor. That one called by Angoon. It's going to be a 60. We'll take a one-minute break with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Haynes up by two, 22-20 over Angoon on our fourth lead change. Back in 1 minute.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome out. And this proves to be a great game, a hot one here, contested by both these guys trying not to get kicked out of the tournament, Haynes and Angoon. Loser out, it's 22-20. Haynes coming back with a two-point lead after they were behind. We've had four lead changes, and Angoon will have the possession after the timeout. They drive right and turn left. Clayton Edwin can't shoot, but he'll pass it off as he goes over to Isaiah Nelson, who just came in. Nelson's shot misses, passes it away. Then he gets the outlet pass back in the left-hand corner. He gets another chance, and Isaiah Nelson puts it up for three. Now it's tied at 22, our fourth tie of the ballgame. Back we go the other way, and Swinton will get the pass underneath. Almost has it taken away. Saves it, tips it out to Fossman. Over to Fogarty, hard on the left side. Inside, turnaround jumper, Fogarty, shot won't go, tipped back out by Frank, but it goes into the hands of Angoon, and they'll bring it down. We're tied at 22 as they try a layup on the right side coming along the baseline. I think that's Isaiah Nelson. No, it's not. Nelson's out in front. That's going to be Keno Brinson, who gets knocked down. Swinton was there to check him. So 5 minutes to go in the second period. We're all tied at 22. Angoon with the ball. They're moving right to left here at the gym. It'll be Nelson to set up the play. Isaiah passes over on the far side. They work it in. Goes into Edwin. Edwin tries to pass inside. Ball's loose. Turned over by Angoon to Haynes. And Kyle Fossman will bring it down along with Swinton. Fossman comes to the right. Goes to Swinton. Top of the key. He goes off to Frank. Frank's 10 feet past the top of the circle, back over to Hart, almost threw it away as Hart tried to go back to Frank. Now he does. Fossman comes around right, and Franks is going to drive all the way in. Nice stop, knocking the ball out of his hands is Clayton Edwin, and Angoon ends up with it. Edwin, the minute he knocked it away, goes running down. He gets the outlet pass down on the far end, but he's going to be fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line as the clock is stopped for the free throws at 5:03 in the second quarter. We're tied at 22. We've been tied at 9, 14, 16, and now our fourth tie. We've had four lead changes. Quiet in the gym. Shots up in, and that one's good by Clayton Edwin. So he gets his first free throw and his third point of the game. 23-22 as lead change number five gives the lead back to Angoon. Takes his time at the line. Clayton Edwin has one foul on him. Shooting free throws. That one's up, and he gets a pair, and he now got 4 points in the game. And it's 24-22. Haynes down by two as they inbound it under a two-man press. Staying down there to press is number 20, Edwin, who just shot the free throw. Poverty will bring it across the timeline. Looks over to Fossman left side, but comes over to the right side as he gives it off to Eric Roulette. Roulette drives the lane, goes right up left inside two defenders, shoots it up, won't go, tries to get his own rebound. Far corner, Hart picks it up, goes out to Swinton. Swinton's going to hang on to it, and we're going to have a reach over, and we'll have a jump ball. And, of course, who else is in there but J.J. Nixon. Wherever there's a loose ball for more than 2 seconds, J.J. Nixon is going to be on it. Outlet pass now as the alternate possession gives it over to Angoon. And they'll come down, and it'll be Brinson to give off to Benham. Benham tries a shot right side, won't go. Brinson clears off the rebound. Comes over now, goes top of the key. Payton back in. Payton's going to drive the lane, and Swinton gets a check on him. Blocks the shot. Kendrick Payton, tall guy on the gym for Angoon. Tyler Swinton, tall guy on the gym for Haynes. 24-22, two-point lead. Angoon, as we're midway through the second quarter. Inbounds pass goes into Brinson. He's going to turn around as he comes around from the far corner to the halfway up the key and then turns back around, jump shot, and it won't go. Rebound cleared off by Swinton. Swinton will bring it down on the right-hand dribble far side for Haynes, moving left to right, away from Glacier Ave, back over to Brulette, top of the key to Poverty. Poverty drives in between two defenders, tries to pass it back out, and trying to avoid an over and back or out of bounds, but couldn't handle it. That was Brulette. So that turnover gives the ball over to Angoon. And they will outlet it, number 30 to number 3. That's Brinson to Nixon. Nixon brings it on the right-hand dribble across the timeline. Brinson will come top of the key. Looks left, passes right. Now they work it down to Payton on the right-hand baseline. Payton looked for Nelson driving the lane. Won't go. Back out. Number 30 puts it up as a Dominic Brinson. Tries a three-pointer. His shot misses. 26-22. Haynes down by four. Back we go the other direction as Kyle Fossman will set it up for Haynes. Dribbles across from the left to right. Now a turnaround jumper inside the three-point circle on the left side. That one misses by Fossman. Nixon gets the rebound. He'll come down and bring it to Brinson. Brinson lays it up, but I think it's going to be fouled before the shot as Fossman reached in. Saw him going. He knew it was wide open, so Kyle tries to get the foul. And the score stays at 26-22, so the foul just goes against Fossman, and that's his second, and that'll just let Angoon bring it in under their own bucket. And immediately they try another three, and that's going to work. So they would have got the three regardless, it looks like, as Clayton Edwin contributes. Now it's 29-22 as Angoon is up by five. Franks has the ball at midcourt for Haynes, and they try and pass in to Brinton, and jumping right in front of him is J.J. Nixon. So Swinton has about a one-foot height advantage over Nixon. Pass was intended for Swinton. Nixon goes up, knocks it away. And it turns the ball over to Angoon, and then they lose it on the fast break attempt, and it gets right back to Haynes. And so Brulette will bring it down on the left side for Haynes. Brulette to Franks. Franks over to Swinton outside. Fakes a shot. Now has it slapped away, but Fossman's there to save it. Back to Swinton. Long three. That one's no good from the left side. That was NBA three. Rebound cleared off. Long three this time. Left side only. That one will go on the other end of the gym as Dominic Brinton gets his second three. And he gets his 14th point. It's 32-22. And just like that, Angoon is up by 10. Haynes has been turning the ball over, and they can't keep doing that as Swinton now goes over to Brulette. Back to Swinton out midcourt. And Angoon all fired up with the score lead. And now taking another bad shot on the left side is Swinton from three-point land. Won't go. They're just not getting the rebounds when they miss their shots. And back we go the other way for Angoon. And putting it up from three-point land on the left-hand baseline is Greg Benham. Benham's shot misses. Right there to pick it up, it was an air ball, will be Tyler Swinton. And he'll give off to Franks, who brings it down. Now they go to Fossman, top of the key, left side. He's trying to drive in between two defenders. Can't get there. Brinson and Payton to block him out. Now they come back out. Franks fakes at the top of the key. Downbound passes inside to Swinton, trying to shoot over the top of Payton. And I think Payton's going to get the whistle, and Swinton's going to get the two free throws. That's exactly what happens. And that'll be foul number two against Kendrick Payton. Actually, they've got three, and I've got two. I'm going to give them the third one, so we're even with the scorebook. Back we go the other way, and Swinton will put this one up, his first free throw attempt, and he falls way short on that one. I don't know if Tyler's getting tired or what, but he's not been connecting here in the last few minutes, as we're down to a minute and 50 seconds here in the second quarter of play with a 10-point lead by Angoon. We were tied at 22, so they've got a 10-point run. And that went up by Swinton's good. He gets one for two, and we go the other direction. And it'll be Nixon on the left side. Thought about three, won't go. Fossman was there to defend him. Shots up from the right side from three. That was O'Brien to try the three, won't go. Back Poverty on the fast break. And Nixon's there again. J.J. is everywhere on this gym, and he's going to get the whistle and the foul. That'll be J.J.'s first foul, and that will bring Poverty to the free throw line. Kirby has shot two in the first quarter, made them both. Try now for a couple here. 32-23 now. Next shot misses. Swinton made the one, put the odd number up. As Angoon was up by 10, next one goes, and that one will drop for Poverty. So it's now 32-24 as they're back within eight, Haynes is. Now we go the other direction as we're near the one-minute mark, and a layup left side. That one put up by Brinson, misses for Angoon. And rebound cleared off by Haynes. Give it to Fossman. He'll bring it down. Now goes to Swinton, top of the key, sets the screen. Swinton will shoot it. Found the range that time. He's got his 4-3. 32-27. They're back within five. We're under a minute to go in the half. Coming down. Going left to right is going to be Dominic Brinson for Angoon. Brinson down in the right corner. He's going to take a step forward and then back right up and shoot another one. That three's good for Dominic. 35-27. Back with an eight-point lead. Now Poverty gets a fast break, half-court shot. Down underneath and reverse layup. He's going to be fouled. So he'll go to the line as the whistle and foul goes against Dominic Brinson. Brinson gets his first. Poverty's been to the free throw line twice. He made 4 for 4 so far. So he'll set for his third trip and his third pair. And the first one's up, and it's good. Now it's a 35-28 lead by Angoon. 36 seconds left on the first half clock. Next one up by Poverty. That's good. He practices his three throws as he got six of them now. Six-point lead by Angoon as they bring down. It'll be J.J. Jack Nixon. Left-hand dribble across the timeline right in front of the score booth. 25 seconds to go. Now he moves right. He's holding everybody up. Kyle Fossman to come out, make sure he doesn't just step in and shoot a three. Fossman will follow him around over to the far side. Now Nixon breaks, comes back out, circles back to the top. Back, dribbling backwards out towards midcourt. Fossman just hanging around. 10 seconds to go. J.J.'s going to wait for a long three at the end of the buzzer, and he puts it up. That one wraps around, goes in and out, off the glass, and falls back in. Nixon gets his second three, and at the buzzer, a stolen ball by number 20, Clayton Edwin. He tried a three from three-quarters court. It actually hit the glass and off the rim, almost went. So our halftime score, 38 for Angoon, 29 for Haynes, as 9-point spread. We'll be back in 90 seconds with your halftime recap on KINY.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Turn on the key. I just wanted to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa Know How!
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Unofficial results individually. Angoon with the lead here at halftime. They lead 38-29. We were tied at 9, 14, 16, and 22. So after the tie, they picked up 16 points, and they held Haynes to only 7. J.J. Nixon has 6 in there with a pair of threes. Isaiah Nelson, 3 with 1 3-point field goal. Clayton Edwin with 7. 17 points. The high point man in the game belonged to Dominic Brinson for Angoon. He's really the story for him. And Kendrick Payton has 4. Looking for Haynes, who's going to have to try and come from behind. We go with 13 points to Tyler Swinton. That's on 4 threes and 1 free throw. Kyle Fossman has 9 on 3 threes. 2 points go to Kai Soto Franks. And 6 points to Kirby Fofferty, all from the free throw line. So if it weren't for Swinton and Fossman in double digits, we would not have a game with Haynes still in there. We're going to take a 2-minute break here at halftime and come back with the third quarter between Haynes and Angoon in loser out B competition. Mike Clasby for Gold Medal Basketball from the George Houston Gym. You're listening over KINY. Back in 2 minutes.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, folks, welcome back to a quiet gymnasium at the moment. It's not going to stay that way, I'll guarantee it. So we had a little exciting afternoon here earlier on as we had a fire alarm go off at the gym here in the school at JDHS, had to clear the entire building. Capital City Fire and Rescue came along. They checked everything out. I don't know if they found burnt popcorn or what, but they did not find a fire, so we all piled back into the gym. But I want to remind you once again, as I watched the utter chaos going on from up here at the booth, as people didn't know if they should leave or not, and then they were told to leave, and then they were told they could come back in, and then somebody from the school came out and told everybody to get out, so then they cleared, and people were going out in the foyer and then trying to go out the end of the gym, and eventually they got everybody out in the street, and then they're all going, what's going on? And it was a tight game between Cluck One and Metlakatla. I didn't think it was hot enough to turn on the fire alarm, but it did. Anyway, we're all back inside now. We've actually caught up in time. We're going back to the third quarter, 38-29, and it's Haynes with the lead. I'm sorry, Haynes trailing, but they've got the ball as they're going to come in. They turn around and they go right to left here now as we switch directions. And it'll be Swinton to put up the first two of the second half of play. And then we come back the other direction and we go with Keno Brinson. He's going to answer that two with a three. And now it's 41-31. And Angoon has a 10-point lead back. Now we go the other direction. Three-pointer put up for Haynes on the left side. And that one misses by James Hart. And back we go now. And shot put up by Angoon. And coming down, trying to put up Fogarty. Fogarty shot will miss. Haynes has the ball now at their end of the gym. Out to Fossman, top of the key. He'll work it down to Swinton. Swinton, baseline, turnaround jumper. That rolls as he shoots over the top of two people. And Tyler Swinton gets 4 points here in the third quarter, 33-41. They're back within eight. Now we come down. J.J. Jackson gets the outlet pass for Angoon from Clayton Edwin. Edwin will go right. Jackson will go left. Now he'll pass off to Brinson over on the far side, then off to Edwin. Now top of the key to J.J. J.J. gets a screen but won't use it to shoot. That was by Aquino Brinson. Comes back over, now gives to Clayton Edwin. Underneath, turnaround jumper inside the lane by Payton. Kendrick Payton's shot misses. Scuffle for the ball. Finally coming up with it is going to be Kyle Fossman for Haynes. Fossman will bring it down now. Things have really quieted down here to start off the third quarter. Fossman will go to the right side. Gives off to Fogarty underneath the Swinton inside. Oh, nice move as they get it inside to number 43, James Hart. And Hart gets his first two of the ball game. 41-35. Haynes back within six. Now in his number five, Brinson will handle the ball for Angoon over on the left side. Works in the paint. Tried to go right and left, little head fake both times. He couldn't get Swinton out of the way, so he'll pack it. Pass it back to J.J. Nixon on the right-hand baseline, and Nixon will put it up. Nice fake by him, but his shot completely misses, and rebounds cleared off by Swinton. Outlet pass goes to Fossman. Fossman comes over on the near side to Frank. Caicedo gets the ball, goes in the lane, free throw line, won't shoot, back out. Swinton, now to Hart. Hart, midcourt, coming from the left, now goes right, passes back to Franks on the left-hand high post. Franks drives in the lane. Oh, and he'll shoot it. That one's up off the glass and good. So he gets his fourth point in the game. He had a pair of free throws in the first half. So it's 41-37, and all of a sudden, Haynes is back within four. And a long three on the left side. That one up by Brinson. Could have stretched the lead, but it misses. Another three-point attempt by J.J. Nixon from the far corner. That one rims out. In and out as Angoon misses two wide-open three-point attempts. Rebound cleared off by Swinton. Goes to Frank. Now to Hart. James Hart for Haynes. Top of the key. Looks left. Goes right. Passes off to Frank. Frank on the right-hand, left-hand dribble comes over to Swinton. Swinton's going to shoot a three from the left side. That one's going to be off the rim and cleared off by number 30. And that is Brinson again to come down court with the ball for Angoon. Now he'll bring it out, and a three-pointer attempted from the left side. That by Kendrick Payton, way off. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. Haynes comes down as they trail only by four now, 41-31. They were down by 10 here in this third quarter early on as Fossman will set up the ball. Oh, and Swinton's all alone underneath just like that. Nice play as Fossman and Franks were on the far side, and Tyler Swinton just sneaks around everybody, and they see him wide open, nobody within 15 feet of him. Puts it up, and it's 41-39. They're back within two, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back with more Gold Medal basketball coming your way.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Okay, 5 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 41-39, a two-point lead. As Haynes was down by 10, they've cut the lead to two, and we'll come the other way as Angoon will roll in. And trying to drive from the right side is going to be Aquino Brinson. And he'll be fouled, so they'll bring it in underneath the bucket. One foul for Haynes here in the third quarter, none for Angoon. Foul goes against number 21 for Haynes, and that's Caicedo Franks to get his first foul of the ball game. Inbound pass goes into Dominic Brinson. Brinson, almost off balance, almost falling out of bounds, gets a pass off on the far side to Edwin. Edwin shoots one up from the left corner, and the shot misses, and the rebound's cleared off by Haynes, and they'll bring it down to Frank. Top of the key, looks inside, does pass to Swinton right under the bucket. He can't shoot as he's covered under there by Payton, so he'll bring it back out. They go off to Frank. Frank's now to Fossman right side. Fossman comes to the top of the key as Frank goes right down underneath the bucket. James Hart comes out on the right side. Fossman will give to him way out. Now Swinton comes out from underneath. Down, no closing in on the four-minute mark as Fossman will come to the left side for Haynes. They're down by two. They want to take time and find a good shot here. Fossman dribbled. Now he's tied up and he can't dribble again. He's got to find an outlet, and he does as Franks comes over. Now he gives to Swinton, left-hand baseline. J.J. Jackson there to check Swinton. Swinton will bring it back outside the three-point circle on the near side. Back over top of the key and driving the lane. Frank puts it up, and I think he's going to be fouled, or maybe they got a hand on the ball. Let's see what the call is going to be. Yeah, there is going to be a whistle and a foul. And that foul is going to go against number 20, Clayton Edwin. He'll pick up his second. We're going to have a substitution that's coming back in for Angoon. Will be Greg Benham. Going to sit down will be 34, Duncan O'Brien. Going to the free throw line will be Caicedo Franks, number 21 for Haynes. And he is 2-for-3 in the first quarter, 39-41. His team trails by two, and he puts the first free throw up and misses. And we come down as we'll go to the right side. And Justin the Kane, and up for three. Number 25, Greg Benham, gets himself in the scorebook, and now it's a five-point lead, 44-39 for Angoon. After Greg Benham decides to come and make a mark here early on. Next shot up by Haynes as they come down. It's going to be a three-pointer from the right side. That shot will miss. And Angoon comes out with a five-point lead. They're going to try and stretch it to eight. On a three-point shot from the left side. That one up by Brinson. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off. And it'll be Haynes coming down. Kyle Fossman will dribble to the right side. Tyler Swinton comes out. Uses his screen for Fossman. Puts up a three-point attempt from the right side. That one misses. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. Back we come the other way, and it'll be Dominic Brinson to bring it across the timeline for the guys in black. Moving left to right here at the gym towards the foyer. Now we come back, and another three put up from the right side. That one misses by Benham. We just got one about 30 seconds ago. Rebound cleared off on the far side. Taken down by Brinson, who will set it up. Back out to J.J. Nixon. Back to Brinson as Nixon comes over. Moves to the right side. Fossman there to defend him. And the man on man. Now they work it inside. Turn around. One put up by Payton. Shot rims around. Won't go. It rolled all the way around the rim. And Swinton picks it up on the far side. Gives off to Frank. Here comes Haynes on the attack. They're down 44-39. Back out top of the key to Frank. Dribbles once, now gives off to Fossman. Long three, right side. Oh, and that looked like good from air, but it was too hard off. And Fossman's three-point attempt misses. Rebound cleared off by J.J. Nixon, and the boys in black will come down left to right. They have a five-point lead. Angoon over Haynes. Now gives it off to Brinson. Brinson, left side of the circle, now top of the key. Now comes around to the right side, halfway down. Swinton there to defend. Bounce pass inside, intended for Payton. Kyle Fossman will reach in and break it up. Knocks it out of bounds. Him and J.J. Nixon going at it, bumping each other back and forth. Fossman trades places with Falvey as he shoves him out of the way, and he takes Brinson. Shot missed by Angoon. Long full court pass down, and just in time as they give it off to Kirby Faverty, who gets his eighth point of the ball game. And it's 44-41. They're back within three. Other way we go. Little jumper from the right side. That one up by Brinson misses. Rebound cleared off by Haynes again. They need a three right now as they'll come down. Franks to the right side. Hook pass. Poverty and three-point land on the left side. Won't shoot. Back over to Fossman in the corner. He won't shoot. Poverty will when he gets it right back from Fossman. Fossman in the corner. Gives it to Kirby. Kirby puts it up. He's got 5 points in a row. And now we're tied at 44. Last time we were tied was at 22. Back we go with J.J. Nixon as we're down to a minute and a half here in the third quarter. Nixon on the left-hand dribble goes to the left side. Fossman all over him, and J.J. just knocks him down. And Kyle, well, they're both number three. Fouls against number three. Fossman's going over question. He's saying, I'm set. He's going, what are you talking about? Now he's back to the official. Nixon's going to step out and take the ball. The official called the foul on Nixon, number three. Fossman, number three, thought he was set. Now Nixon will bump into him again. So these guys are getting at it back and forth as Angoon will bring the ball around on the near side to Clayton Edwin. And he loses it in the midcourt. It goes right into the hands of Poverty. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul against Haynes. That will bring Clayton Edwin to the free throw line. As he was, according to the officials, trying to get a shot off. Shot was blocked. Fossman over there now, kind of doing a little push and shove with Dominic Brinson. Now they line up in the free throw line. At the stripe, it's number 20, Clayton Edwin. Edwin puts the first one up. It's in and good. He's now for 3 for 3 in the ball game from free throw land. He gets his 8th point. It's 45-41 as Angoon back up with a 1-point lead. A minute and 15 to play in the third quarter. Next shot up by Clayton Edwin. That one is going to rim in and out. Won't go. Clears off and rebounds. Picked off by Brulette. Brulette for Haynes goes to Poverty. Nearing the 1 minute mark as Poverty comes down behind the back dribble, top of the key. Now he hands it off to Frank. Frank will lob pass it in on the left side of the lane. Gives it off to Swinton. Swinton fakes left, goes right, puts it up. And Payton there to block it. A whistle and a foul against somebody. Or what are they? I don't know what this official signals are always. He's very animated. I think they might give a foul to Tyler Swinton, but I'm waiting to see on the board. No, they're going to say that's foul number three against Fossman. Back we go. Angoon tries to drive in the lane, and Brinson gets tied up in there, almost loses the ball. Finally picked up by J.J. Nixon. Back out top of the key. As Angoon retains possession. Oh, what a nice move. I have to give him that. As Clayton Edwin comes down, gets in the air a little, fake in the air, and lays it up for two. And now it's 47-44 as we're under a half a minute. And then J.J. Nixon steals the ball. The pass was intended for Frank. And just like that, Angoon picks up two more. And now it's 49-44. They're up by five. We go back Haynes' direction. Top of the key will be Brulette. He's going to drive all the way around right side. Puts it up, won't go. Conversion by James Hart. Tipped in. That one's good for two. 49-46. Down to the buzzer. Shot by J.J. Nixon in the air. The buzzer happens, and the ball is nowhere near the bucket. That ends our third quarter of play with Angoon hanging on to the lead by 3 points. A score at the end of three, 49-46. We'll be back in 1 minute with a hot and contested fourth quarter between these two teams. Back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Well, this is the kind of game you like to see in loser-out competition, kind of game you like to see anytime. And it's a tough one when you are this neck and neck all the way down, and then all of a sudden you're out of the tournament. We were tied at 9, 14, 16, 22, and 44. Now we're back in action for the start of the fourth quarter. Angoon will have the ball to kick things off here in the final 10 minutes of play. They'll go on the left side. It'll be O'Brien. O'Brien back out to Clayton Edwin. Fadeaway jumper from three-point land on the left side. Won't go. Clear, rebound cleared off by Poverty. Poverty almost throws it away, but a nice recovery by Frank, I think. He ends up on his back over there. I'm sure that's who it is, Caicedo Frank, as he was driving the right side and got the pass. 49-46, a three-point game, and that foul is going to go against Angoon, number 34. That'll be Duncan O'Brien to pick it up, and that brings Caicedo Franks to the free throw line. He missed two the last trip here. This one's up. It's in and good. It's 49-47, a two-point game. And he sets for his second. Ready, pushes off in and misses, and rebound's going to be cleared off by O'Brien for Angoon. O'Brien with the outlet pass, goes down far side, Brinson, down in the corner to Clayton Edwin, back out to Brinson, long three, puts it up, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Poverty. Poverty for Haynes, brings it down left side, ties up, goes out to Fossman, and Kyle knew that one was going to hit as he let her go and just turned around and went the other direction, and now it's 50-49, lead change number six, as Haynes has the lead by one. Back we go with Angoon in the paint. Little jumper. That one up by Brinson. Won't go. Rebound. Scuffle four. It's going to be Clayton Edwin. They're going to say that Tyler Swinton touched it last. So it'll be Angoon's ball under their own court. And the inbounds pass goes into Edwin. Fadeaway jumper left side. It hangs on the rim. That's why I paused. It just wasn't, didn't know if it was going in or out, and it went out. Back we go Swinton. Long three, top of the key for Haynes. Almost went, and that one skips off to the left. Now the rebound comes down by Angoon as these guys trade back and forth shots. 50-49. Haynes with the lead by one. Little underhand pass up there by, or shot put up by O'Brien for Angoon, and he's going to be fouled. So O'Brien will go to the free throw line. Whistle and a foul. That'll be number two against Caicedo Franks. So we could be tied again here in a moment. It's 50-49, and we are tied at 50. As O'Brien gets his first point of the ball game. One for one at the line, sets for his second. Pushes off, that one's in. Easy touch by him, but it won't go in. Tyler Swinton.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa know-how.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, back in action, 54-52, Haynes down by two. They've got the ball, putting it up on the left side. It's going to be Tyler Swinton. His shot misses. Conversion, that's James Hart to get two. That's only his fourth point of the game, and we're tied again at 54 apiece as we go down fourth quarter. And now the other way, nice shot by number 30, Brinson. Brinson gets a three, and it's 57-54 as Dominic gets his first points of the fourth quarter. Back we go the other direction, Haynes trailing. Swinton has the ball in the right-hand corner. Long three put up, way short. Brinson gets a rebound. Angoon now. Hart comes and tries to reach around and grab it, but no foul, and he'll come back. Backs down the court. Brinson brings it down, going left to right for Angoon. Drives the lane, right side, or left side. No good. Rebound cleared off by Swinton. Swinton gives it back to Frank. 57-54. Haynes trails. They've got the ball. Down to 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And driving down, a whistle, and we're going to have a foul against, I think it'll be against Angoon. It could have been a charge, but I don't think it was. Yep, it's going to go against Angoon. So Franks will go to the line. That's the first foul against number 15. Isaiah Nelson for Angoon. First shot misses by Kai Soto Franks at the free throw line. Now he'll set for his second. Up and in, he misses a pair. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. Angoon up by three. 6 minutes coming your way here in the fourth quarter as the clock ticks down from 10 seconds to 6 minutes. Long three, right side from the baseline. Isaiah Nelson, shot misses. J.J. Nixon, back to Isaiah. He's going to try another three, and that one's up and good. Isaiah did this back in the third quarter. Same time when they're trying to get the lead ahead. Now they're up by six, 64-50. And Swinton gets a pass from Franks, but there's a whistle and a foul somewhere away from the ball, I believe. So Haynes will retain possession underneath their own bucket. Outlet pass in by Brulette. Brulette, they go in, give it to Fossman. Little turnaround jumper for Fossman. Way weak, might have been partially blocked. Kyle's two-point shot misses and go down the other way as Brinson brings it down for Angoon. Turnaround, a reverse layup for Brinson, misses. Rebound, cleared off. Coming down now is Poverty. Poverty's going to drive all the way, shoots it up off the glass, and he'll get a charge. Poverty will get a charge as number five, Aquino Brinson, was set. That's Poverty's third foul in the game. Now they're going to clean up a little bit of sweat down there on the floor and make sure there's not a slick spot. Get the towel out, wipe it off. good crowd here as they're getting all excited about the action here, and I'll tell you what, this crowd can get loud. So we've been tied, folks, at 9, 14, 16, 22, 44, 50, and 54. And now six unanswered points by Angoon with 5 minutes and a bit left to go. Break in the action. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with 5.5 minutes to go. It's Angoon 60, Haynes 54, back in 1 minute.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
We have a couple barn burners here today, as our earlier game between Metlakatla and Klukwan was just like this, and then Metlakatla came and pulled it out the last little bit with a 10-point lead, but we were tied in that one several times as well. Now we go back with 5 minutes to play, and it'll be Angoon with the lead by five, by six, actually, over Haynes. Oh, and they passed down on the baseline. A little attempted reverse layup by Isaiah Nelson and reach it over the top, I think, is Fossman. He doesn't get the whistle foul. Knocked it away. Good block. Outlet pass now. Comes over. Clayton Edwin, top of the key. Looks left, goes right. Fogarty all over him to defend as they're in a man-to-man. Down in the paint. He's given a couple head fakes. Won't shoot, and now back out to Dominic Brinson. Brinson on the right-hand dribble out towards midcourt. Comes down, drives the lane. He's going to, whoops, and he loses handle on the ball, but he tips it right back in. Nice save. J.J. Nixon gets it, left-hand high post. Nixon will drive in, now backs out. Swinton there to defend him. Nixon's going to try and drive through triple traffic, and he does, puts it up. And a foul's going to go against, I think, number 33, Brulette. So good move by J.J. Nixon as he tries to drive in triple traffic. And so J.J. will go to the free throw line, and that's foul number two against Brulette. Eric Brulette ready at the free throw line is Nixon. Nixon pushes off and off the back of the rim, misses that. This is his first trip to the free throw line. He's got a pair of threes and two. One of the lower scoring games that Nixon's in, but boy, he's been everywhere on defense to grab the loose balls or break up a play and keep it in possession of Angoon. Second one's up, rims around, rattles all the way around before it drops, but it does. Now it's 61-54, 7-point lead for Angoon as we're down to 4 minutes and 34 seconds. Back we go, Swinton, left side, back up, top of the key to Fossman on the right side. Over to Swinton, long three, left side, won't go. Misses, rebound cleared off, here comes Angoon. They've got a lead of 7 as we're down near the 4-minute mark. On the far side, it'll be Brinson. Brinson to the corner at half-court mark, over in front of the bleachers. Now he comes back around. He'll drive across to the right-hand high post, then kitty corner across the lane down into the left corner. Back out now to J.J. Nixon, top of the key. Nixon will pass, coming out from underneath is Clayton Edwin. Edwin on the right side, back towards midcourt. Now he's going to give it off to Brinson, who will come around from the left side to the right as Edwin goes down. Now they come to the right side. J.J. Nixon. Nixon driving the baseline. Little fake. Reverse layup. Won't go. Tyler Swinton gets the rebound. Out to Kyle Fossman. Fossman comes down on the left side. He'll go out top of the key. Passes over on the right. Gives to Fogarty. Fogarty hook pass down inside. Tyler Swinton. Swinton comes back out. Nixon all over him. Now he gives off baseline. Turnaround jumper, Brulette, as he comes around from the right corner, across the lane, and a fadeaway jumper won't go, and rebound cleared off by Angoon. So Haynes is not making any buckets all of a sudden, and the rebounds are going over to Angoon, and they're going to come down. They just take their time, and they're using up clock, as Brinson will give down to Edwin. Edwin, right side. Fogarty comes out to try and take the ball away. Edwin grabs it, and we are probably going to have a foul called. Waiting to see the official. Oh, we got timeout. That's what we had, timeout just in time, and it's going to be a 60. We'll take a one-minute break. 2:30 to go in this one. Angoon up 61-54 over Haynes, and loser out. B-bracket competition in gold medal basketball.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Action 61-54 with 2 minutes and 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Loser out competition, and with the outlet pass for Angoon, it'll go into number five, Brinson. Brinson. Angoon going left to right. Comes over right. Goes across top of the key to the left side. Swinton tries to follow him around. Works it in. Nice play. Good intent, but a bad pass. As that was intended underneath for Payton. Payton can handle it. And Haynes, who desperately needs something to go their direction, brings it down. They'll give it to Swinton. Swinton, three-point attempt from the left side. That shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. It'll be J.J. Nixon. Comes to midcourt. We've got a timeout or a whistle and a foul. Yep, we got a foul. Looks like it's going to go against number 33. That'll be Brulette, I believe. And if it is, it'll... Oh, no, that's going to go against number 44, Fogarty. Fogarty gets his fourth foul, and J.J. Nixon goes to the line. Shots up and misses for J.J. He was 1-for-2 last trip. Misses this one. Now he's 1-for-3. Bounce pass back into Nixon. Spins around. Puts it up. That one misses, and he misses 3 out of 4. And rebound cleared off by Swinton. Swinton goes to Frank. Frank over at midcourt to Fossman. Fossman coming down for Haynes. Going right to left. They're down 61-54. They desperately need to get some things working their way. Frank's going to go in the lane, jumps it up over the top of Nixon. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Angoon. It'll be Brinson across the timeline. Back out. Brulette is going to foul him. That'll stop the clock. So it looks like it's going to be a tough go here as we're now under 2 minutes, and it's a 61-54 7-point lead for Angoon. Foul number 3 against number 21, Kai Soto Frank, shot up from the free throw line for Angoon, makes it an 8-point game, and that one goes to Dominic Brinson. So that's for his second. Up, and that's in and good, and he makes a pair from the stripe. He's now 4-for-5, actually, and it's 63-54. And a long three, top of the key by Fogarty as Haynes trails by 9. They're trying to get those three-pointers in, and they won't go. Outlet pass is, or the rebound's picked off by Angoon. So the Haynes will foul. That's going to be the first foul against Tyler Swinton in the ballgame. He's a very active game. He's got 24 points in the ballgame. Going to the line, number 30. Dominic Brinson. Brinson is 4-for-4. Now he's 5-for-5, and that's up and good. So it's now 64-54, and that 10-point lead back for Angoon, and that's going to probably do it for Haynes as we're nearing the 1-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Brinson now with the next attempt. pushes off as he takes his time. That's up in and good. He shoots really nice free throws. 65-54 now. Outlet pass at midcourt goes to Hart. Hart back in for Haynes. Comes out, goes to Brulette. Far side. Long three put up by Tyler Swinton. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off underneath by Brinton. Hart all over him. Loose ball. Fossum will pick it up. Kyle puts it up. But that'll be in for two, and it's 65-56. Now everybody's kind of handing off a little give me five to everybody. Bob Sims just joined us up here, and Bob will be bringing you the next game. Good afternoon, Mr. Sims. How the heck are you?
I am good, and how are you?
Well, I'm all right. I've had four good games today, and we got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in a half a minute.
Now, back to
break.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves. A spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Back in action for the final minute and 10 of this one is a big, long lead, 65-56. 9 points doesn't seem like that much, but it is when you're now nearing the one-minute mark. And Angoon has the lead. They have the ball. They bring it over on the near side, give it off to Clayton Edwin. Edwin shoots a three from the near side. The ball goes in, but there's a whistle foul before that. So it'll be Angoon at the free throw line again. Left-handed shot put up. That one by number five, Keno Brinson. And that's his first free throw of the ball game. It's good. And he now has 4 points with a three and a one. Makes it a 10-point spread. And second one's up, in and good left-hand shooting. And it's now an 11-point spread. 67-56. Poverty now will come across midcourt for Haynes. Back to Fossman. Going to try a three. Gets blocked. Hart picks it up. Underneath to Brulette. Brulette back over on the near side to Tyler Swinton. Tries a three. Rims around. Won't go. He shakes his head in disgust. Rebound cleared off. And J.J. Nixon gets it. He's going to go coast to coast and he won't shoot. We got a foul on the way down. I don't know if it was on Nixon. Maybe Brulette was there to get a hand on him. I'm not quite sure. We're down to 44 seconds. So it's a 67-56 11-point lead. And yes, it did go against Brinson. That's his third. And J.J. Nixon at the line puts this one up and misses. He's only 1-for-4 now as he's been there twice. He had 6 points in the first half with a three in each quarter. Next one's up, and that one's short. His free throw shooting isn't as good as his three-point shooting is sometimes. And rebound cleared off. It'll be forward. He brings it down. Just standing underneath next to Brinson is Tyler Swinton. He gets a pass quickly, and he makes a two. Now it's 67-58. And we have another timeout. We'll take a quick 30. There's 35 seconds left. 67-58, Angoon over Haynes. Back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
So with 35 seconds left, it'll be Angoon, I believe, will be, yep, they will be inbounding it in backcourt. J.J. Nixon over talking to one of the officials. They both are having a little bit of a grin and a nice chat. Outlet pass goes into Brinson. Brinson will come around, and he's going to be fouled to stop the clock again with 32 seconds, only 3 seconds left on that little play. So back we'll go now to the free throw line, and it will be Aquino Brinson again to shoot free throws for Angoon. They know they've got this one won, so they get to continue to play as Haynes will now take a seat in the bleachers. Next shot up by Brinson is good. He's 3 for 3 here in the fourth quarter. Sets for his next one. Crowd packing up as we're going to have filling up the gym. Next one's up, and that one's good. So he goes 4 for 4, and it's 69-58, 11-point spread. Faverty will bring it down for Haynes. Down to 25 seconds. Faverty tries a inside the three-point line. Shot won't go on the right side. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. And it is going to be Brinson who comes down, shoots it up. His shot gets tapped back in. Collecting the loose ball is Dominic Brinson, who puts up 2. And it's 71-58. Now we go the other direction. And at the buzzer, Swinton will try it too. It won't go. That's going to be our final. And for Angoon, they're going to get 71 points in the book because they had a great fourth quarter. 58 for Haynes, who fell out of the tournament. We'll take a two-minute break. And our next game coming your way at 4:30. And I don't know what time it is now. Yeah, about a half an hour from now. That'll be Masters competition between Sitka and Hoonah. Bob Sims will be bringing you the play-by-play. Once again, our final score here in this fourth game of 8 today in loser-out competition, Angoon, 71-58 for Haynes. They're out the next four for semifinals, and it'll be a good evening here at Gold Medal Basketball at the George Houston Gym. I'll be back in 2 minutes with a recap of this game.
Gold Medal Basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cooch Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cooch Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cooch Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself. What's your favorite sidekick?
Gold Medal is back. See Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All righty, post-game recap. In a tough game for Haynes, it was a dandy all the way down to the midway of the fourth quarter. I'll give you all a recap, and I'll recap the earlier games, and then we'll take a break here on KINY. So for Haynes, who lost this one, they were tied at 9, at 14, at 16, at 22, at 44, at 50, and at 54. They came back every time. As they trailed at the end of the first quarter by a score of 18-16, they just kept hammering away but couldn't pull it off with all the effort. Tyler Swinton had one foul. He ended up with 26 points in the ball game to be the high scorer for Hayne. Kyle Fossman had four fouls. He picked up four threes to give him 12. Kai Soto-Franks ended up with three fouls. He picked up 2 points in the first half of play, came back and had three more in the second half for a total of five. Eric Brulette was in, picked up three fouls. He was scoreless. Chevy Fowler was not on the floor. James Hart was. He got 4 points. Dylan Swinton did not play. Orion Falvey was not in. Kirby Falvey came in. He had four fouls on him. He had 6 points in the first half of play, all of those from the free throw line. Then he picked up a three and a two in the third quarter to give him a total of 11, and that's your 58 points for Haynes, as Kyle Rush nor Justin Swinton did not see any action. I don't even know if they were here. Then we look at the Victoria Zangoon team, who went to move into more action tomorrow. And looking at it this way, J.J. Nixon had one foul. He ended up with 6 points in the first half, came back and had three more. I've only got him for nine. Aquino Brinson shot a three in the third quarter, went 4-for-4 at the line in the fourth quarter for seven. Isaiah Nelson came in, added three point shots, one in the third, one in the fourth, and that was a total of six. Clayton Edwin had seven in the first half, came back and added eight more in the second half to give him 15. He was the second high man on the Angoon team. Anthony Johnson was not in. Greg Benham came in. He added a three right at a crucial time, which gave Angoon a three-point lead from a tie. Dominic Brinson had 17 points in the first half of play, came back and added nine more in the second half, all in the fourth quarter, ended up with a total of 26. And Dominic O'Brien came in. He added one more, and then it was Kendrick Payton to come up with 4 points, all of those in the first quarter. Quarter scores were this: 18-16, two-point lead by Angoon. Halftime, 38-29. Angoon still with the lead. Three-point lead at the end of the third, 49-46. Final score, 71-58. Earlier games today at 10 o'clock, Masters loser out. Angoon defeated and knocked out of the tournament by Kluckwan, 66-55. 11:30 game, women's competition, loser out. Yakutat knocks Angoon out, 51-28. 1 o'clock game, loser out. Kluckwan and Metlakatla. Metlakatla put Kluckwan out by 10, 75-65. And once again, the final in this one, 71-58. I'm Mike Clasby. That's going to do it for me today, other than I sit around and watch these other guys who are great at doing play-by-play. Bob Sims will be bringing you the next game. And then, Bob, I think, is Scott coming in tonight as well? We got four more games, right?
That's correct. Scott will be doing the next two after that. So Scott will be in. He will be doing the 6 and 7:30, and then I'm coming back and doing the 9 p.m. game.
All right, sounds good. That's going to do it, folks. Gold medal basketball action coming your way from the George Houston Gym at Juno Douglas High School. For Bob Sims, I'm Mike Clasby. We'll be back shortly. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play Booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay, Oliver's on there. His phone number is a 708-8, folks. A 708-8, folks.